Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, March 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a penny and three quarters at 548 and a quarter. May wheat down a penny and a half at 629, and May beans up 4¾ cents at 1397. China took another 800,000 metric tons of corn this morning. That makes this week's total 3.8 million metric tons, quite a bit. It's interesting that the reports out of the summit in Alaska have very heated exchanges between China and the U.S. on apparently several different issues. At one point, they threw all the reporters out of the room, and apparently things cooled down a little bit, but it just goes to show you the big tension that we've got with China, also big tension with Russia out here, so I'm just not sure that transfers into good demand for our grain. We have a possible 24-hour port strike in Rosario, Argentina. I don't think that'll have much impact on prices. There's been talk about the president's green fuel initiatives pushing up veg oil prices around the world, and I think that's certainly been a part of it. But with palm oil increasing production, demand seemingly waning out here, the Chinese comment about them backing off of meal and corn in their feed ration, you know, I think all adds to a little bit of toppiness here. The meal closed under $1,400 a ton for the first time in quite some time yesterday. So, you know, we're a little bit higher on the corn and in the beans today. Is it the Chinese buying? It's hard to know. Crude oil is down 18 cents a barrel right now at 59.82. We did trade briefly higher on the day in the day session here by just a couple of cents and back down again. If crude oil takes another hard dive, I would expect the grains to be under more pressure as well. I think right now we're trying to decide, you know, what the funds want to do. I've got the funds short wheat now, short about 8,000 contracts of wheat. They've cut their bean position down to 117 beans, 43 meal, 100 oil. So if they want to liquidate some more of these positions, including 330 corn, you know, we've got some more downside risk out here. Now, every time we've had a terrible close like we did yesterday, which I thought were really bad closes, not so much in the May corn, but every place else, we've been able to come right back. You know, beans were up hot overnight, corn was up a little bit. We'll see if we can maintain that. If we have another bad close here today, it does not bode well for this market, in my opinion. And you just can't sit around and watch prices erode. You know, yeah, there's upside potential if we have a drought this summer. There's upside potential if we get something friendly on the stocks numbers. I'm just not sure we're going to see that out here. You know, I don't think we're going to see a friendly stocks number. I don't think it's going to be bearish, but, you know, at this point, I think it's got to be pretty significantly bullish to make a change out here. But we expect the intentions to be huge. And when it's all said and done, I think it's just getting harder and harder for this market to make new highs right now. It'll really take, in my opinion, a summer drought to really see prices scooch to, you know, levels that we'd all like to see. $16, $17 beans, $6, $7 corn. That would be great, but it's going to take some doing to get there, in my opinion. So I would continue to do as I always do, you know, have some puts underneath this market. If you're making some sales, buy some call options back to keep the upside open. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.